big relief, was it, to see a 33 walk onto the ice?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was good. We got a good report on him after the game. It took a little while to get it, but good report on him. And then go back and watch the game this morning, you realize what an impact he has on the game, and he's a critical piece for sure back there.
Where did he take the stick? Something looked like he was grabbing his arm. But
no, it was in the face.
Okay.
It was in the face. It's hard to tell because it's a fairly distant camera angle exactly where it got him, but he got it in the chops.
Do you know who was it? Which Bruin caught him?
Not really. No.
From watching the tape, anything else stand out about the game itself?
It's the same thing. Our compete was good through the game. We got in trouble off faceoffs more than anything else. We stayed on the forecheck probably better than I gave our team credit for, and stayed physical better than I had thought from the bench. And Boston, you know, they worked hard. They generated things off those faceoffs. That was our big challenge last night. But played better in the third than in the second, which is a good sign.
Coach, in your mind, do you know how far you're going to go with this back and forth with the goalies?
No idea. So the reason is it wasn't a plan to do it. We talked earlier about shortening the duration that Mike was out, and then his play was just so good. He has to go. Each goalie now deserves to be back in the net after their performance. And now that it's gone for more than just a couple of games of rotation, a one-off night by a guy doesn't take him out of that rotation. So they're playing well, and I'm really concentrating on not overthinking it. You know, we'll go with this as long as it feels good and as long as it works.
Has it been a challenge at all? I know you're a guy who likes to ride your number one guy when you can.
No, it hasn't, because it's solely performance-driven. You know, you look back at, Pav gives up a goal against Buffalo, plays really strong. You'd have no problem at all starting him the next night, except you look back at Hutch's last game, and even in that game against Anaheim, I had no problem at all with his game. They deserve to go back in. So it's really, again, don't overthink this. You got two guys playing well, and let them keep going.
What impressed you about Grant Clutzen's game last night? Obviously, he played more than usual.
Played more, breaks in kind of a new partner. I think they were both good together, and then we're going to give him some more room with how he handles the puck playing his offside. It's a challenge, especially against a team that finishes checks and that's aggressive like Boston. We'll see it again with Philadelphia. It's not easy playing your offside, having to move the puck in a different manner, and he handled it well. You know, an awful lot of speed. They've got three or four guys up front with great speed and skill. A couple of world-class players there, and then depth through their lineup. And they've got a good lineup and a good team. So a lot of speed. Not quite in the style of Boston's game, but really dangerous off the rush if you allow them to be. They're going to get to the front of the net. They've got players like Simmons that like to work the front of the net. That will be similar to Boston, pucks to the net from there. So it'll be quite a tilt.
I know you liked his game early when he wasn't necessarily producing offense, but when do you think Matthew Perreault really started to feel comfortable?
I thought there was a big improvement in his game when he went to the wing. And there's a different sense of responsibility. So think about how he comes in. He comes into a team that's really trying to learn how to play well defensively. We put an awful lot of pressure on the center iceman. He wants to come in and be part of that team and do a good job. And he was doing a fine job, but he didn't want to make a mistake. And part of it, when you handle the puck the way Matthew does, and you handle it as much, you're going to make mistakes. So we were fine with his play. We took him and put him on the wing. We moved him to the wing. I think he relaxed a little bit, and he's got a different responsibility, and there's more freedom for our wingers to do things in the offensive zone. There's more pressure on our center iceman. And that's when the confidence comes. And now I'd have no problem putting him back in at center. He's in a different mindset now. He's also had a couple of months with what we're trying to do defensively, so he's more comfortable with that.
Didn't play defense?
We did the list. I did have two guys skate by me the other day and declare that they absolutely could not play defense. And we were thinking about taking our forwards out, see where the best backward skaters were. Just make a chart of that and say you're in first. But no, I think we got a bigger lineup of guys just declaring themselves as forwards. Absolutely not going back.
Seeing your home record improve throughout, you know, even when it wasn't where you guys wanted it, you were always happy with the fact that your guys were focused on the process.
Yep.
Are we now seeing the positive results?
I think the advantage of playing at home in our building is strictly energy. So if you look at the I mean, the philosophy of the game, your record on the road shouldn't be as good because you don't get last change, and our road record's very strong. So maybe that tells you that your matchups aren't as important as the flow and the energy. So the real advantage in our building is giving our fans enough to be excited about, not necessarily in terms of goals. Like, that building was as loud as a building we've had all year. They knew what we're dealing with. I think they have a really... Because the fans are so into the Jets, they know exactly what we're going through, and they really appreciate it. They've appreciated the penalty kill sometimes as much as the offensive chances. So there was great energy, and that's, for us, where our home advantage would come. We've got to give the fans a reason to appreciate the work level. I think we're doing that now better than we did at the start of the year, that they appreciate the compete here. They understand the advantage of being in a Canadian city like this is they understand the game. They know both sides, so they understand the value of a great penalty kill or a block shot or a finish check or a puck that just gets battled out. You can feel it and almost hear it in terms of what they appreciate in the game. It's completely different than other markets that don't have that kind of hockey experience. So for us now, we've got some adversity, and they see a shift where the guys are just going as hard as they possibly can, they give that positive feedback, and it means something. You know, Jay Harrison picks up the puck for the first time last night and brings it up on a control breakout, and the fans, you know, it gets loud in the building. They watch the game. They understand what's going on in the game. So we've got to give them a reason, and certainly they've paid us back with lots of extra energy, and we need it.
It seems like that energy is intensifying too. I mean, there was the Scheifele chant the other night. Yeah. You know, the crowd is really
into the
game.
They're wired. They know what's going on. They follow the game, right? They're not there for the event. They're there for the hockey, and that helps because we need an appreciation for kind of where we're at and what we're dealing with. And as a coach, you love the fact that your fans have a reason to be excited about the way your team's playing, even if it's not scoring five goals. If it's just a grind some nights, they appreciate that.
Well, it's a blue-collar town, too. You know, it seems like they identify, you know, with the identity of the team.
It's a blue-collar sport, you know, and if you play hard and you play the right way, people appreciate that. It's a physical, at times brutal sport, and that's what makes it great because people do graceful things in a brutal environment. That's when a guy does the toe drag around a guy who's trying to take his head off. That's what makes it exciting. When we can, you know, bring that intensity to our game, the fans clearly appreciate it.
Do you have anything new or any updates on Trouba, Bogosian?
No, they're all, other than things are okay. Things are going the way they're supposed to as of right now. So they're not getting checked every day, x-rayed every day, all those tests. They kind of have their milestones. We're not at the second milestone of 2 or 3 weeks, really, with any of them. Everything's going as planned.
How's Evander Kane's health? Does he have just overall body soreness, fatigue, or
yeah,
something
nagging? Yeah, so I would say 8 or 9 is the usual number of guys on your list. Some things they deal with, you can get through a game without it affecting your game. There's just no need to do it on practices. It's also a function with Evander. He doesn't need to practice every day. Like, he is such a fit guy. He could take 4 or 5 days off, come out, and beat most people in any kind of test. So when we don't need to play these guys through, some players are out there probably more banged up, but it's not their hands, it's not their feet, and the style of practice they're running isn't going to affect them. But no, he's in the lineup tomorrow.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Ron.